哈利路亚，感谢主。
Hallelujah, thank God.
我们请翻开士师记第九章。
Let's turn to Judges chapter 9.
书记的第九章的前面第一段就有三种果树。
In Judges chapter 9, the first section of this chapter describes two kinds of fruit trees.
那这三种果树就变成很重要道理教训的一个主题。
And these three trees become the theme of our sermon.
当然有当时的士师时代的背景。
Of course, it has the, contains the background of the judges at the time.
跟圣经生命这历史书里头很重要的一个道理，就神王权的道理。
And it contains important truth about God's kingship in the history.
那在这个时候呢，是世事混乱黑暗的时代。
At the time, it was the dark ages of the time of judges.
那国中没有像人间的王治。
In the nation, there's no king.
但是这是不打紧。
But that is not important.
最重要就是国中眼中，就是国民眼中没有神。
The most important thing is that in the eyes of the people at the time, there is no God.
没有神的律法。
There is no laws from the God.
就是任意妄为。
And they do whatever they want.
背约失信。
And that they are unfaithful.
所以神就在当时兴起，不断地兴起这个外来的仇敌来欺压压制他们。
And so God raises the Gentile nations to oppress them.
来教训他们背道的危险。
In order to teach them and warn them the consequence for being unfaithful.
以及在危难中他们需要呼告神，那祈求神的帮助的必要。
And to teach them it is necessary to call onto God in the time of tribulation.
那在这种环境里头，
so it's under this kind of circumstance.
当第九章要一个立王的这样的争议当中，
and when they have a debate about establishing a king,
那这个约坦就站起来说这个比喻了，
and
yeah, Jotham.
And Jonah rose up to talk about the parables of a king.
那这个比喻呢，不但是一个文学叙述的一个故事比喻。
And this is not only a parable or a teaching in the literature.
那意思就是说它有它的文学的特性。
In other words, it has its characteristic background.
简单说就有它的修辞，它语言的运用。
And simply speaking, it has its specific choice for words.
那意思就是说它有英文就 language and imagery, 就是有它的语言跟它的形象的运用。
And it has its language imagery.
那这个是从文学里头学到很多的。
And from the literature aspect, we can learn a lot about it.
可以看出说比喻的一些故事叙述的技巧。
And we can learn the skills of describing or telling of a story.
但是这是最粗浅的，这最基层的一面。
But that is the most basic aspect of the parable.
在这个叙述里头。
But in this description,
或在这比喻里头，它深蕴着就神所要他们明白的道理。
Or rather, in this parable, it contains the teaching that God wants the people to understand.
所以它的神学教训的成分跟比重就很重要了。
And so theological teaching weighs more than the literature teaching.
所以当我们在查看这个比喻的时候，
so as we're studying this parable,
我们把自己投掷在当时的巴勒斯坦，
if we can put ourselves in the Philistine at the time,
就是有他的社会跟他的地缘的这样的一个环境，
so if we can put ourselves in such an environment or a place,
我们可以投入到当时世事时代没有王治的这混乱的情形。
And if we can imagine us living in a place at the time where there's no king, there's a chaos.
当这个王治 kingship 也包含着属天神的，属地面上这人间君王的。
And the kingship refers to the kingship in heaven and on earth.
但是最重要还是神的统治权在信仰的民族当中是需要常常不要被忽略的。
And most importantly, the kingship of God cannot be neglected in the chosen people of God.
因此呢，我们在学这个，在念这段圣经的时候，
and so when we're reading this passage,
我们就进入到神自古以来在以色列民中，甚至在世人中，他所昭告的神的统治权的重要性。
And we have to enter into the time and realize the importance teaching behind God's kingship.
用这样的理解。
And so we need to have this kind of background understanding. So let's turn to Judges chapter 9.
请看士师记九章，就是旧约圣经在约书亚记后头。
Let's turn to Judges, is the book behind after Joshua.
士师呢，可以说是带领着神的灵感动带领的一种。 charismatic leaders， 也就是说有这样号召力的、有灵感的这样的一个比较不平凡的人物。
So judges are charismatic leaders that have the abundance of God's spirit.
那当神的灵充满他们。
So when God's spirit fills the judges,
那他们就充满了能力、力量。
They are full of strength.
不但是勇气。
And they are brave.
谋略。
Or they are skillful. They are they have tactics.
或者军事的才能。
Or they have military strategies. And they can overcome their enemies.
那在和平的日子,
so during the time of peace,
当民众有诉讼案件的时候,
when people have lawsuits or claims,
那他们就变成判官、法官,
then they act as a judge.
所以说，士师就包含着军事的才能跟断案的才能。
And so judge has to have the skill of a military leadership and also skill of a judge.
那在这个希伯来文的原意也是，他们是记载就好像文士一样，这种一种会。 会把神的旨意传给人的一种文士。
In Hebrew text, judges also act as scribes.
所以他们也是很重要的。
And so they're very important.
因为在这个普遍教育不高的民众，他们就占着很重要领导的地位。
Especially in a group of people that is not very literate, they take a very important place in teaching.
所以我们来看士师记所记载的。
Let's turn to Book of Judges and it records the characters that are very inordinary.
那在这记载当中就出现第九章，刚好是六章到八章这基甸的行传之后。
And in chapter 9, it records the judges. It's after chapter 6 and 9, which records Judge Gideon.
三章集中在米甸这个如何的在压迫以色列民。
Chapter 6 and 9 records how the Midians oppressed the Israelites.
这个神感动，神的灵感动的基甸士师出来征服他们。
And the Spirit of God moved the Judge Gideon to overcome them.
这三章就集中他的行传。
And so these three chapters are his bibliography.
那九章以后呢，就要他来继承他做士师。
And after in chapter 9, someone succeeded his position as a judge.
当然在第八章后头就内乱了，内讧的讲那个记载。
And the latter part of chapter 8 records that the chaos at the time in the nation.
那我们现在看第九章，就是约坦他不愿意接受人来封他做王。
And in let's turn to chapter 9.
这叫约坦，约坦。And
Yotam refused to take on the kingship.
那我们就来看他所说的比喻了。And
let's turn to let's look at his parables.
那我们来看哈，这个时候来看第七节开始。Let's
start from verse 7.
他就站在众人面前，在基利心山上的众人面前。And
when Yotam stood in front of the Mount Gerizim,
他就对事件人发表说,
and he spoke to the citizens of Shechem,
说你们要听我说的话,
and that you need to listen to me.
那你们听的话, 神也就会听你们。
If you listen to me, then God will listen to you.
所以他以神的立场说出很公正, 很严肃的一个主题。
And he stands on behalf of God to speak of a very serious topic.
然后他就说着比喻了。
Then he continues to speak of the parables.
从第八节开始,
starting from verse 8,
这个就显示出一个比任何比喻的一个特征了。
It shows a specific characteristic of a parable.
尤其以后我们在新约主耶稣的教训里头,
especially,
一个比喻很重要的比重的这样的教训。
Especially in the parables spoken by Lord Jesus in the New Testament.
那你也可以看到旧约、新约的比喻都有这样的文学特征。
And you'll see that there's a specific characteristics of the parables in the Old Testament and the New Testament.
那么在旧约、新约的这种比喻当中,
in the parables in the Old and the New Testament,
这个是第一次首次出现的记载。
This is the first parable that's recorded.
那它也带着以后在旧约、新约出现的比喻的那些 应该有的特征的。
And it leads the pattern of the parables that's recorded in the latter part of Old Testament and the New Testament.
所以这个比喻的故事性很鲜明。
And so the storyline, the theme of the parable is very clear.
叙述方面相当有技巧。
And it is very tactful, very characteristics in its description.
就能够说服人。
And so it's very easy to persuade people.
所以说他的语言非常鲜明。
And so the words are very clear.
他的修辞非常动人。
And the adjectives are very attractive.
虽然他的那个故事，这都是平常的这个事物。
Even though the objects recorded in the parables are very ordinary objects.
比喻里头常常把很熟悉的事情就可以比拟到，就是说另外一个境界。
But in the parables, it takes the ordinary objects to a different level.
所以说它是这个譬喻的说法。
And so it's very metaphorical.
也就是说把这个具体的跟抽象的。
In other words, it links the concrete with the abstract.
就是说可见的跟看不见的。
In other words, the visible and the invisible.
你就用一个比喻，这样的好比、好像、这样的仿佛。把它带过去。
And it used a parable and metaphorical techniques to relate the two.
意思就是说，你当听着很浅显的、有故事、图画性的这样的叙述。
In other words, when you listen to a very simple imagery type of story.
那你把带到另一个比较深奥的、比较超越的另一个境界去。
And it can take you to a more deep, a more profound level.
借着现在眼前所说的。
And so through what is spoken right here.
带到你以后的这种思考。
And it takes you to a future, futuristic thinking.
跟听了故事后的领略、领悟。
So the understanding you receive after you listen to the story.
所以就会敦促你一个行动的一种那个励志。
And it pushes and motivate you to take action.
那就想，哎呀，这个故事。有它的这样子，它的完整性了。
And you'll realize that the story has its complete meanings.
我们现在来看这个比喻了。
Let's take a look at the parables.
这最主要是三种果树的比喻。
And it describes a parable of the three different fruit trees.
那用同样的重复的动作。
And it uses a repetitive pattern.
就是说种树要要求三种果树的，任何一棵，先后的一个任何一棵来做他们的王。
And the tree said to different kinds of fruits to be their king.
那这重复都是一样的回答。
And the answers of the three trees are the same.
因为这三种树都一样回答说我们不肯做你们的王。
And the three trees have the same answers. That is, they do not want to be their king.
我们要尽我们的本分来生产。
And then they need to do their sole duty to produce.
所以这三种树，这三种树都做同样的拒绝。
And so these three trees refuse the same proposal.
那这一大段落就告成了。
And that ends the first section of this chapter.
那意思就是说，把这个种树拒绝，就是说这三种树都拒绝种树的，要他们立王。的这样的请求。
And it described how the three different fruit trees refuse the request for them to be kings.
那所以说这一段你可以看出这个比喻的特征。
So from here you can see a characteristic of this parable.
第一个就是说种树的这样的动作。
And first is the action of planting the tree.
他们都这样一二再而三的去请求任何一棵树来做他们的王。
And the trees, time after time, ask the fruit tree to be their king.
所以说重复的动作。
And so this is a repetitive action.
那同样道理，这三种树也重复的在都回答。
And the same, the three trees have the same action, same answer.
那虽然有同样的主题。
So even though it has the same theme.
但是有不同的这个演变，不同的变化 variations.
And but there are three different variations.
意思就是说，虽然同样的回答。
In other words, even though they're the same answer,
照着他们所有的这种特征或特质
，and according to their characteristics,
就有这种，比如说我们不愿意放弃我们生产橄榄油
，or they are not willing to give up their produce of the produce of the olive oil.
我们不愿意放弃我们生产可以制造这个无花果饼的果子
，or they do not want to give up the fig tree that gives to give bread.
或者是 或者说我们不愿意放弃我们啊做可以当新酒的这样的葡萄。
Or they do not want to give up the vine that gives rise to the wine.
这就是它里内在的变化。
And so that is the internal changes.
虽然是同样的回答。
So even though the three trees have the same answers.
我们也可以看到它的平行，就是刚才说的，这个都是平行的对偶，那个平行对偶的动作。
But what we can see is they also have commonalities or parallel.
因为这些种树没有跑到动物园去，或跑到别的人间去。
Because the trees did not go to a zoo or go to the people and ask them this question.
就同一的这里头有内在的平行，都是树，都是树。
And so there is a commonality of the three, that is, they're all trees.
啊，就是他们是有，就是实在的食物啊，是植物对植物的这样名对名、实对实的这样的对偶。
And that is the parallel between a tree and a tree, or object and an object.
啊，就是在我们说故事的时候也要注意到的事。
And so this is something we pay attention when we tell of a story.
那另外在比喻里头。
And also in the parables.
你也可以常常发现主耶稣常常问众人。
You'll see that Lord Jesus often asks people.
意思是说要邀请他们来思考主耶稣为什么这么问。
In other words, the Lord Jesus invited them to ask, to think about why he raised such a question.
比如说，你们众人假定有羊失掉了。
He asked if any of you have lost a sheep.
难道不去找吗？
Wouldn't you go find your lost sheep?
像这一类的这个提问。
So these are examples of Jesus' questions.
这样提问就要激发你思考。
So such a question will promote you to start thinking.
或者是邀引你进入他将要。将以后要说辞的这个故事的内容。
Or it's a way to invite you into the story that he's about to tell.
所以提问会激发动机，会引起动机。
And so the question will motivate people to start thinking.
让他们思考。
So that they begin to meditate.
让他们的好奇和动机要寻找这个满足。
So it raises their curiosity so that they can be satisfied.
因此呢，就引起他们的注意力了。
And so this will This will attract their attention.
啊，那就邀引他们进入到故事的这种叙事的直线里头了。
And he will invite them into his storyline.
啊，那再来呢，我们可以看到有三个的定律了。
And we can see three kinds of rhythm.
我们英文叫 rule of three 啊，就有三个这样唱说故事一太少。
Or it's a rule of three because one story is not enough.
一个物件，一个人物，一个事物不够。
Or one object, one person is not enough.
太少了。
So one is too little.
还是不够的了。
And two is still not enough.
四呢太多了。
And four is too much.
五呢太繁杂了。
Five is too complicated.
还不如三为恰到好处。
And so three will be perfect.
所以你讲故事常常有三，你说在故事记载的或者这个文学作品里头，常常有三的定律的出现。
And so in the biblical stories or in literature, you'll see rule of three.
那主耶稣比喻就是比比皆是。
And so Lord Jesus' parable is an example of such.
比如说在路加十四章。
For example, in Luke chapter 14,
那邀请他们来参加神国的宴席。
He invited them to come into the heavenly banquet.
或者说，这个家主一个大园主要邀请人来参加宴席。
Or a master is inviting his guests to come into the banquet.
那你看到三的定律就出现了。
And you'll see an example of rule of three.
一个说我刚刚买地。
First, one will say that I just purchased a piece of land, that I have to go visit my land.
第二个，我们刚刚买了五对牛。
And second will say I just purchased five sets of ox, that I have to test out the ox.
第三个说，我刚刚娶了亲。
The third will say I just took in a bride, that I don't have time.
那所以说，这三种都是私心，都我有自己的立场。
So these three people are selfish because they only think about themselves. And so their excuses are very logical, very rational. But they do not realize the good intent of the master or the landlord. And this is an invitation to receive blessings. And just like the gospel banquet,
好像天国或者天国的恩门打开一样,
or just like the door of the heaven opens up to them. And it's an invitation for them to come in.
很多人都用自己的这个借口托辞来婉拒了。
But many people will use their own pretensome excuses to refuse the invitation.
三个借口。
And so these are three different examples.
还有你看到主耶稣所比喻的。
Or you also see a parable of Jesus.
五千分银，两千分银。
the five talents, the two talents, and the one talent. And these are also,
三个对象,
also three different examples, the rule of three.
我们要是一一地说下去,
so if we list them out one by one,
就不下十数个那个比喻有这样的三的定律的运用了。
And there are many examples of the rule of three.
那除此以外呢,
so in addition to this,
我们还可以看到这个比喻里头,
we can also see that in the parables,
刚才我们说到了第一段落的结束的那第九章,
and the, when at the end of the first section of verse chapter 9,
这三种果树都说, 我们不愿意放弃我们自己的本分,
these three types of fruit trees say that they do not want to give up their duty.
我们不愿意来飘摇在众树之上来做众树之王,
they do not want to be the king of all the trees.
我们要尽本分,
they just want to do their own duty.
所以他们这样的 内在有他们的肯定的正面的回答。
And so in that aspect they have their positive answer.
但是故事呢, 或者比喻呢, 假定到这儿为止, 你少掉一个对比的强烈的那个力量。
But if the story ends right here, then it lacks a contrast or a contradictory role.
人间有一个善恶, 光明跟黑暗的一个对比。
Because in this world there's a contrast between light and night and evil and good.
你看到光明, 就会想到黑暗,
if you see light, you'll realize there's darkness.
你看到天, 你就想到地,
if you see heaven, you'll think of the earth.
所以说这是一种对偶的一种比照,
and so these are
the opposites.
These are opposites.
但是还有一个对抗性的对比,
but there's also a contrast. A contrary.
那意思就是说它是不可调和的,
in other words that the contrary, the two cannot be reconciled.
你看到善跟恶,
for an example, if you see good and evil,
你看到天使或神跟魔鬼,
if you see the angel, the messenger of God and the devil,
你看到这个神圣的跟凡俗的,
or a holy and the secular,
那你就 profane,
or the profane,
那你就可以看到他们的很这个不可调和,
then you'll see the contrary, the difference between the two that cannot be reconciled.
所以我们常常听到正跟反,
so we often see a contrast between the good and the evil.
我们有时候会想这是个对偶性的一个对比,
so sometimes we think that this is a contrast or contrary.
我们有时候会想到这是一个对抗性的不可量力的一个对照,
or it's it could be oppositional, or it could be a contrast that cannot be reconciled.
所以这个就让我们能够思考来判断了,
and so this is something we need to think about and discern.
那刚才说到这个九章的比喻里头,
so when we mention the parables in chapter 9,
这三种果树都说他们肯定的拒绝来做众树之王,
so these three fruit trees refuse to be the king of all trees.
是现在请看《士师记》第九章,
then let's turn to Judges chapter 9.
这些众树无奈了, 只好就往第四个树去, 或第二种树去,
so the trees have no choice but to turn to a different type of tree.
那意就说, 请看14节,
verse 14,
他们这树们呢, 就对这个荆棘棘里说了, 那请你们来做我们的王,
so finally all the trees said to the thorn bush, come and be our king.
那些荆棘棘里, 杂草就说, 好吧, 你们要真正实实的, 诚诚实实的, 来高我做王的话,
and said that if you really want to anoint me a king over you,
那你们就要投在我的刺, 这个刺的这个底下来,
and come and take refuge in my shade.
这个叫做有刺的荫庇了,
in other words, this is the the thorny shade.
那你就要投靠在我底下, 让我来压榨你们,
so you have to take refuge in my thorny shade, let me oppress you,
不然的话, 愿火来把我烧掉,
and otherwise let the fire consume me.
要就是意思说很坚强的意志, 说我来统治你们,
and this shows that he has a strong will to rule over them,
我来用刺来刺你们,
and he wants to oppress them with the thorns,
因为你们要封我,
because you're the one who wants to anoint me as a king.
所以到这个故事完了,
and so the story ends here.
那约坦的教训也完了,
and the teaching of the Jotham also ends.
就悬在这里, 让我们众听众这个事件人来思考, 哎, 他们所要求是对不对,
and so it gives a chance for the listener to think whether or not this request is right.
这就是刚才所说的, 我们看众果树的一个比喻,
and so this is a parable of the trees, fruit trees.
现在请来看,
let's turn to the Bible.
你会说, 哎, 这三种果树, 出现在圣经哪？为什么这么重要呢？
And you might ask, where else in the Bible do these three trees appear? Why is it so important?
就好像我们东方人常常吃鱼啦，吃饭啦。
And just like the Asians, we often eat fish or rice.
那我们就会说鱼啦，饭啦，这是在比喻的这个题材哦，素材。
And we often give examples from of the we often use rice or fish in our examples.
那假定我们住在沙漠，常常看约书亚树啦、荆棘呢，我们就用约书亚树跟荆棘来做我们故事的题材。
But if you live in the desert and you see thorns or Joshua tree, then you often use those as your examples.
所以同样道理，你要是看以赛亚书五章二七章的那个葡萄园。
And so by the same token, if you look at Isaiah chapter 5 and chapter 27, it uses examples of the vineyard.
或者你看路加十三章的无花果树园。
Or if you see the fig tree, garden of fig tree in Luke.
或者你看主耶稣祷告的克西马尼园。
Or if you look at the example of Garden of Gethsemane where Lord Jesus prayed.
因为哥西马尼园从现在来说就有三千多年前的那个橄榄树的树园在那里。
In the Garden of Gethsemane, there are olive trees that's been there for 3,000 years.
因为那个哥西马尼园，哥西马尼就是橄榄榨、橄榄榨、油榨的地方。
Gethsemane is a place where they press the olives.
所以说是橄榄榨的，这叫哥西马尼。
And so pressed olive is a meaning of the Gethsemane.
所以这些就是等于在这个以色列地常见的三种植物。
And so these are the three types of fruit trees that's very common in the land of Israel.
任何人举目观看就看到葡萄园。
And so anyone that raises their eyes will be able to see the vineyards.
或无花果树。
Or the fig trees.
甚至有的无花果树种在葡萄园的边缘。
And sometimes fig tree will be planted around the vineyards.
或者是你看到这橄榄树。
Or to see the olive trees.
那这些就变成很重要的故事题材。
And so these are important ingredients or the topics for the stories.
所以这些树都是很熟悉的。
And so these trees are very familiar to them.
而且这些故事用他们所常见的这三种树的重复、平行和重复。
And they use the parallel characteristics of these three kinds of trees.
就让他们看出这些树回答的问题的中肯地方在哪了。
And it allows them to realize the importance of their answers.
那我们现在就来看第一点，它的重要教训。
Let's take a look at the first important teaching.
请看呢，在每一棵树都这样回答。
If you look at the answer of every single tree.
请看第八节一下。
Let's look at verse 8 beyond.
他对果树 A 给假树说，那请你做我们的王。
And it tells the first tree, please be our come and be our king.
好，请来再看第十节。
Then verse 10.
树木对乙树叫无花果说，来，你们来做我的王。
And the trees said to the fig tree, come and be our king.
再看第十二节。
Verse 12.
这个种树要对这个饼树说，哎，来，你来做我们的王。
And then verse 12, they tell the vine, come and be our king.
意思就是说，这三种树都要被邀请做王。
In other words, these three kinds of fruit trees were invited to be their king.
那请你看他们的回答。
But let's look at their answers.
请看这个第九节。
Verse 9.
这个假树铺，这个橄榄说，我哪里可以主治，那止住，那供奉神的，尊重人的油。
Verse 9, but the olive tree answers, should I give up my oil by which both God and men are honored?
请看十一节。
Verse 11.
众树回答说，就算十三节，这个底下说，我岂可来止住这个所结甜美的果子。
And the fig tree replied in verse 11, should I give up my fruit so good and sweet?
再请看第十三节。
And verse 13.
众树说，我不，这个葡萄园树说，我岂肯止住使神和人喜悦的这个新酒。
And the verse 13, the vine answers, should I give up my wine which cheers both God and men?
所以说他们的回答就是说，不肯停止生产他们的橄榄。来出橄榄油。
And the first tree refused the opportunity to continue producing the olive oil.
他们所结的这种可以制造这个糕饼的这个无花果饼的果子无花果。
And that the fig tree did not want to give up the fruits that can make the fig cake.
那第三种树葡萄说，我不肯主治那个止住那使神跟人喜乐的喜悦的这个新酒。
And the vine answered that he's not willing to give up producing sweet wine that can please both gods and men.
以色列人都知道 Tirosh 这个酒很强很甘美的
All the Israelites know this wine Tirosh. Tirosh is a new wine.
所以这三种都是他们需要在日常生活的用品的
And so these three are daily necessities that they need.
假定他们任何一棵树
If any of the trees
阻止了他们的生产,
stopped their produce,
也就是说神跟人都得不到供奉的益处了。
In other words, then the gods and men could not be benefited.
用现在话语说, 你的阻止, 你停止自己的本分工作,
Use today's term, if we stop our sole duty,
你社会或者他人, 社会包括教会, 信仰集团, 或者包括这人间的集团, 都得不到益, 得到不到你的效益。
Then the society, whether it's in church or in the world, cannot be benefited from your effort.
那你就失掉你本身成为人, 成为树的那个本分,那个功用。
Then you lose the duty as a man or as a tree.
或者他们的寄望, 或你的再种在这个立足之点。 那你工作的场所,
and you lose your importance in whether it's in the workforce or as a person.
所以这让我们想到人在这宇宙间啊, 在社会里头的定位的问题。
And so this makes us realize our position in the world, in the society.
我们中国有古句话说, 就是说, 天生我, 必有所用。
And there's a Chinese saying that if heaven gives life to me, I must have my own importance.
你看到提摩太后书二章说, 大户人家, 这里头有各种神，说人家这主人要用的和他所用的器皿。
And that every vessel has its usage or importance.
所以这个就变成你在这个人间、社会和在神的家里头的定位，你有没有看得出来？你本分是什么？So
do you realize what is your responsibility, your position in this household of God?
所以这个让我们思考我们人在某一个时间空间的这个价值跟这个效用的问题。
And this let us think about what is our value in this life, in this time.
有些人不会思考。
Some people does not think about this. Others will just live their life as it is.
吃喝了玩乐了，这样的闲懒了，就让生命的这样一直浪费下去。
And they will be in their indulgence and waste their life away.
没有转化时间，没有转化所失去的时光。
And that they don't seize on to the time and they don't transform themselves.
一生就这样的浑浑噩噩。 不知道它的效用, 人的价值在哪?
And they don't realize the value of their life, and they live their life day, just day by day.
这也可以提醒我们在教会, 在神的国, 神的家里头的定位了。
And this also can serve as a reminder for us of our position in the household of God.
很多人不会思考。
Many people don't think about it.
很多人没有认清自己的本分。
Many people don't realize what's their responsibility.
没有发挥它的效用。
And they do not reach their full potential.
就变成我们没有看的那个路加十三章的那个。
And they will be like Luke chapter 13. And that they take up the space.
空占了神的家, 或者神要你定位的那个作用。
And they take the space of a person that is used by God.
但这三种树啊, 你可以看出他们很深刻地认清自己的本分。
But you can see that these three fruit trees deeply recognize their duties.
而且说虽然有外界的引诱, 外界的这种威迫利诱,
Even though there is lures or there is temptations from this outside world, but they still held on to their principles.
他们站住立场,
they stood their ground.
他们固守自己的工作岗位,
and that they stood in their designated positions.
而且没有忘记自己应该对神对人有效用的这样生产本分。
And they did not forget their responsibility to produce for God and men.
所以这个就给我们一个很大的教训。
And so this also is a great teaching for us.
我们不要忘记自己对神对人应该发挥的这作用。
And let us not forget what is our effort or our produce to God and men.
但是很多人就把他这潜在的或者可以显露出来的那种本能或者那种才干神所赐的这种恩赐 都不这样的运用。
But there are some people that do not utilize the gifts or talents that's given to them by God.
就是说有一点白费。
And so in other words, that's a waste.
所以就不像这些树，我们岂可止住所生产的本分。
And just like the three trees, they say, how should I give up my duty or my productivity?
这第一点我们可以学习。
So this is the first teaching we can learn.
那第二点呢, 在底下这一句, 他们三个树的同样的回答,
and the second point is that the same answer that's provided by the three trees.
来正面回答这众树的要他们做王的这个请求,
and they answer positively regarding the request for them to be a king.
这个很重要的一个形象语言,
and so this is a very important imagery language.
我们怎么可以飘摇 在众树之上来做众树诸王呢?
And how can we hold sway over the trees and be a king?
其实啊, 这句话, 我们用台语来说也蛮不错的。
And so you can also paraphrase this in Taiwanese or in Chinese.
Taiwanese, 台语有说一个摇摆, 这个摇, 我们用中文来讲。
Or it means that they are too boastful, too proud.
就是说我们很高傲, 很了不起，彼此这个这就是额头很高的。
Or in other words, they're very proud, very arrogant that they despise others.
就是说趾高气扬，好像很不凡，很了不起。
In other words, they may think that they are very arrogant, they're above other people.
所以说有一种空气，一种气势在他们身上。
And that they carry They take their own air.
意思就是说那种摇摆的样子。
And that shows their arrogance.
人有地位。
Even though man can have power, or may have wealth, or may have justice,
or merits,
or may have their education, and you may think that they look different, because they have power and they have strength, they have position, and that they have a title. They have their own status.
有金钱,
they have money.
还有学位,
they have education. Or a successful career. And so it seems that they sway over other trees.
就是说他那种摇摆那种趾高气扬好像自命不凡可以威震天下那种气势一样。
And it seems that they can sway over other trees that they're arrogant that they take in their own air.
那这个很糟糕的事。
But this is not a very good thing.
虽然我们学习谦卑的道理,
even though we've learned the teaching of being humble,
可是在我们的话语中,
but in our words,
在语气, 或者我们的 tone, 我们的语气,
or in our tone,
或者我们的姿势, 姿态,
or our gestures,
或者是我们的眼神,
or the way we look at people,
或者我们对人的那种批判,
or the way we criticize other people,
这个都可以表现你是不是那种要飘摇在众树之上的那种情形。
All of this shows whether or not you think you can sway over other trees.
其实这是人间和人性的软弱地。
The truth is that this is a weakness of mankind.
但是道理可以教我们来学习主耶稣所说。
But the teaching of God can tell us the teaching of Jesus.
就是说你要怎么样的舍己。
And it teaches us how we need to sacrifice ourselves.
你要如何的倒空。
That we need to empty ourselves.
你如何的这样的谦卑?
We need to humble ourselves.
然后以信心跟顺服来跟从主。
And use faith and submission to follow the Lord.
甚至说你要背负十字架来担受一些苦难。
And furthermore, we need to take on the cross and take on the persecution burdens.
我们做真基督徒可以做得到底。
Only true Christian can accomplish this.
因为这些的功名利禄酒色财气都在身外的。
And because all of this status, this wealth, is beyond us.
你假定信了主,
if you believe in the Lord,
还执着, 还追求这些,
and you still pursue after all these,
还看人眼神, 听人家评语,
and if you still listen to other people's criticism,
那你要表现自己的不凡,
and you want to show off how different you are,
那就不合道理了。
Then it is not according to God's teaching.
因为这些树木都说, 我们不愿意飘摇在众树之上, 来做众树之王,
because even the trees said that they don't want to be sway over other trees, be their kings.
来统治别人,
they don't want to rule over others.
来制压别人,
they don't want to oppress others.
或者说来在众众的之上,
or in other words, they don't want to be above other trees.
来显示权威权势,
and to show their status, their power.
这个都是很重要的教训。
So this is another important teaching.
所以这些树啊，就等于说碰了一鼻子的灰了。
And so these trees did not accomplish what they wanted.
因为这些树木们不知道原则。
Because these fruit trees did not know the rules.
不知道说树应该尽本分。
They don't know that the fruit trees have their duties.
努力的、静默的工作，这样的耕耘。
That all they need to do is silently do their duties and make produce.
那自然就发光、发热。
Then naturally, They will shine light. They will edify others.
所以说，这个树木的原则，这些树，这个要求往的这些树不能了解。
And so, in other words, these trees did not understand the principles.
就是说，他们忘记一个原则了。
That is, they forgot about a principle.
就是说，神家里头的，或神的统治的这个集团里头。
In the house of God, in the house of God, or under the reign of God.
用新约的话说，就是基督，我为我家，为我家的主。
In terms of the New Testament, it tells us that the Lord Jesus is the head of our household.
那从旧约开始，就神作王。
In the Old Testament, when God was a king,
因为神本身就是统治这个世界，而且是造物救赎的主。
Because God Himself was a sovereign Lord, that He's a Lord of redemption.
我们来看这个诗篇145篇了。
Let's turn to Psalm chapter 145.
请看13节。
145 verse 13.
764页的旧约圣经。 请看，这是一个这个在诗篇里头很重要一个主题，用一句话表达的。And
this one passage declares a theme of the book of Psalms.
而且这个主题也是旧约的神学的一个主题。And
this theme is also a theological theme of the Old Testament.
那请看13节。Let's
look at verse 13.
神的国是永远的国。Your
kingdom is an everlasting kingdom.
你执掌的权柄的存到万代。And
your dominion endures through all generations.
这一就是说神的国，神的统治权永永远远。In
other words, the sovereignty, the kingdom of God lasts forever.
我们再看以赛亚书52章第七节。Let's
turn to Isaiah
52章。
Chapter 52.
请看第七节。Verse
7.
这当然要从40章以后的背景了解。
And you have to understand this from the background of chapter 40.
因为四章以后，以赛亚书描写这个被掳放的百姓要回归到耶路撒冷重建圣殿。Because
in there it describes how the captives, the exiled will return to Israel, to Jerusalem to rebuild their temple.
那他们要复兴信仰。
That they will revive their faith.
那有了第二个圣殿, 那神就可以有他立名跟居住的地方。
Once they have a second temple, that's a place where God will establish His name and dwell in there.
那神的约柜, 神的宝座就可以存在耶路撒冷。
Then the Ark of Covenant and the throne of God will be in the temple.
那这些就是象征了神的统治权。
And so this resembles the sovereignty of God.
那请看52章的第七节。
Let's turn to 52 verse 7.
说那报佳音传平安。 报好消息传经恩的，是吧？救恩的，对西安说，是西安本身就是这个报佳恩的说，您的神作王了。Verse
7, how beautiful on the mountains and the feet of those who bring good news, who proclaim peace, who bring good tidings, who proclaim salvation.
那这报佳恩的人，就是或信息本身是何等的佳美。
And the people that deliver the good news or the message itself, how good they are.
因为第八节说神要归回西安。
In verse 8, it says, because God will return to Zion.
曾经失去的神的王权,
once they lost the throne of God,
因为这巴比伦这个攻灭耶路撒冷圣城,
because the Babylon has invaded and took over Israel.
神的殿毁灭,
and so God's temple was destroyed.
那这个时候呢, 在重建圣殿, 神要再进入他的居所,
so when they rebuild the temple, God will once again re-enter his dwellings.
来彰显他的王权,
and to show and manifest his sovereignty.
这个重建复兴的信息是何等的佳美！
How beautiful is the news of this revival and rebuild!
所以从这个旧约的这个律法，
and from the Old Testament laws，
再看到历史，
and you look at the history，
再看到这个新约的神的国的传扬神国福音，
then look at the gospel of the new the kingdom of God，
神的国、神的义或者神的国、神的统治权。
If you look at the God's kingdom， God's righteousness，
不管在哪个地方，
no matter where it is，
是哪个世代，
or what era it is，
是应该强调的，
and it's something that we need to emphasize。
所以当然我们就从这个故事就知道说神。 不要人间，不要以选民来学习人间来立王。
From the story, we can see that God does not want His chosen people to learn from the worldly people to have a worldly king.
所以你要是看何西阿书，
so if you look at the book of Hosea，
或者看生命记，
or
Deuteronomy， 就是说从律法和先知也可以看到一个很清楚的一个教训。
Whether it's from the law or from the prophets, you can see an important teaching.
神拣选，神跟立约。
That is, God chose and God established a covenant.
这个百姓以色列民。
And they chose, he chose the Israelites.
本身就是神就做王了。
And when he did this, he was already a king over them.
神有他的律法,
God has his laws.
有他的作为,
God has his words.
那借着学习律法,
and through learning of the laws,
借着先知或祭司或长老们, 他们的教导,
through the teaching of the prophets or the elders,
他们应该很清楚的,
they should know these very clearly.
所以心中常常尊主为大, 常常尊神就是统治。
And so in their heart, they need to honor God as their greatest.
那是他们不会说, 我们来做王, 我们来代替神, 来飘摇众人之上。
So if so, then they would not say that they will take place of God and be a king and sway over other trees.
所以这个是很强烈的一个反对立王的一个信息。
And so this is a very major contrast.
就是这个信息就是说, 百姓要以神为王, 不要以人来做王。
And the message in it is that the people will have God reign over them as a king and not a worldly king.
那所以这个你就可以到了撒母耳记上八章以后的那个记载。
And this takes us to 1 Samuel chapter 8.
百姓在撒母耳世代, 士师时代,
and the Israelites in the time of Samuel or Judges,
向撒母耳要求,
they made a request to Samuel,
说我们来跟列邦一样有王, 来说我们来立王吧。
That they want to have a king just like the other nations.
那神就很不悦地说,
but God was very displeased.
说撒母耳啊，他们不是厌弃你做士师。
And God told Samuel that they did not reject you as a judge.
他们是厌弃我真神做他们的王。
But they rejected me as their king.
换句话说，这个百姓的信仰，他们已经落差了，已经不要神做王，要像其他的。 国家一样有人间的王。
In other words, the faith of the Israelites has fallen to the point where they rejected God as their king. They want to be like other nations.
这就是以色列王朝的开始。
And so this is the beginning of the nation of Israel.
也是他们信仰堕落的一个真正的祸因的之一。
And that is one of the major reasons as to the fall of their faith.
所以我们把这个放在神的国度来。
So if you take that into the kingdom of God.
我们大部分的人有没有想到神？ 天上的神是王。
And do most of us realize that the heavenly God is our king?
或者基督是我家, 我教会之主。
Or Christ is the Lord of our house?
大家都会忽略到他实在的意思在哪里了。
So many people will neglect what is the real teaching in it.
因为你看到是人间的制度。
Because what you see is the hierarchy in a society.
人间的这个作为。
Or the works of the society.
或者按照这样的法规, 按照这条文,
or according to certain laws or certain routines.
看着这样职位, 这职份, 这样的位阶,
or if you look at these positions, the hierarchies in the society.
忘记了神家的统治的原则。
And you forget the principles of the ruling in the household of God.
不管是老的,
whether you're old
或年轻的,
or you're young.
年少的位尊的,
or you are honorable,
或者后来者的,
or that you came later.
服侍神就是神的仆人。
When you serve God, you are the servant of God.
只不过是有年岁的这样的长远，或者比较新进而已。
The only difference is the difference in age.
没有说什么大什么小。
There's no such thing as greater or smaller.
我们就要破除这样的迷思。
So we need to break that tradition.
因为大家都是神的仆人，神的工人。
Because we're all workers and servants of God.
都要尽自己本分，在自己的工作岗位上来生产。
And that
来尽本分地服侍神, 造就别人。
We need to perform our duty to stand in this position and work for God.
不要飘摇在众人之上来做他们的王者。
And we should not sway over other people to reign and over them like a king.
所以在圣经说神是王。
The Bible tells us that God is our king.
那心中有主, 做王。
In our heart, we need to have God as our king.
今天早上所要学的经义了。
So this is the teaching that we need to learn this morning.
下午再继续。
So we'll continue this afternoon.
唱诗 213首。
Let us sing hymn 213. 他 asked the three fruit trees to be their king.
没有领略到说重要的是神做王的道理。
What they didn't realize is important teaching that God needs to be their king.
但人间有因果报应律。
But in this life, we have the
retribution.
The retribution.
那就说你的选择决定你的后果。
And that is your choice will determine your consequence.
这是在种树呢，结果去选择那些荆棘来做他们的王。
And so the trees then decided to allow the thistles to be their king.
以后王制的这个列王朝代就可以看出来。
And you can see that from the nation, the generations.
在那个 dynasty history.
Of all the different dynasties.
那就可以看出来他们受这各种恶俗的影响或者压制。
And you can see that they were oppressed by the different nations.
所以我们学这个故事叫尊主为大，尊神为王。
So the teaching we learned today is that we need to honor God as our King, our greatest.
不要忘记自己本分来努力生产。
And let's not forget our duty. We need to be productive.
不愿意来飘摇在众他者之上。
And not to be swayed over other trees.
那就是很谦卑的服侍神。
And that is we need to humbly serve God.
这是我们所学习到的。
And this is what we learned today.
而且我们学习到它有三的定律。
And we also learned that there's a rule of three.
有平行对偶。
And that there's parallel.
有重复。
And there's a repetition.
有提问。
And they raise questions.
还或者是再来就是内在的对比对照。
And that there is inner contrast.
那所以都是我们在说故事，在儿童班。或者在演说要讲故事的时候的一个修辞技巧。
And these are all skills that we need to learn as we teach classes or tell of a story.
主耶稣跟旧约的这说故事人，也为了要达到这个道劝化人得永生，也用这样的技巧。
And Lord Jesus, along with other storytellers in the Old Testament, in order to declare the teaching of salvation, they also utilize this technique.
我们感谢神。
So we need to give thanks to God.
可以学文篇，字句文篇。
And that from this, these words, the literature,
words and syntax, 我们可以学大概上下文。
And we can learn the,
the context.
The context.
我们可以学历史的教训。
And we can learn the historical teachings.
而且最重要的，神的旨意在哪？
And most importantly, what is the purpose of God?
就从圣经的话语都让我们可以得到很大的造就的。
And from the words of the Bible, we can be greatly edified.
好，我们一起祷告。
So let us pray together.
赞美，颂赞神。
We need to praise God.
我们代祷。
And we intercede.
我们祈求。
And we make our request.
我们知道神知道我们要什么。
Because God knows what we need.
好，祷，一起祷告。
Let's pray.